Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. In today's episode, I just wanted to talk about the lessons I've experienced while traveling long-term as a digital nomad for the last couple of years. And it's been a really fun and exciting adventure, and really, we have learned a lot about traveling the world and different parts of the world, and it's been very enlightening to experience all sorts of people from different cultures and their religions and their ways of life and things like that. We've had to deal with a lot of obstacles and overcome a lot of challenges in our travels, as well as external challenges, as well as internal challenges, things that we have to deal with ourselves and recognize within ourselves, and so that we can, you know, remain productive individuals and get out there every day and do good work and stuff like that. You know, our goal right now is to see the world, and we're in our late 20s, early 30s, and it's the perfect time in our life where we both have, you know, my wife and I both have education in business and marketing and sales and internet marketing specifically, and then of course dropshipping, e-commerce, and so we're now able to create online businesses, independent, location-independent businesses, independent of any particular place on earth. We need to just be able to run them from a Wi-Fi location and use our laptops, right? So it's an awesome way to live, and it's an awesome way to run a business. It's a lean startup method, so we don't need a whole lot of money to invest up front. We can get new suppliers, and we don't have to invest in their stock up front. We just have to invest in creating the product listings on our website, creating the content for those product listings, invest in placing advertisements for those products across the web, and then, of course, invest in the customer service personnel to fulfill the orders and to do the customer service after the sale. So yeah, it's a big operation. Even though it sounds like it's pretty small, it's actually quite big. And if you think about it, it does take a lot of work and it's very time consuming. So, you know, the whole reason I started doing this in the first place is because I really wanted to become more of I wanted to become a world traveler and to just become more aware of how the world is and different places and different cultures and different types of people and stuff like that. I'd really grown tired of the United States, you know, and there's so many great places in the United States, and I've been so many places, and it's amazing. One of the biggest drawbacks of the USA is it's very expensive no matter where you go. Hotels can cost upwards of $100 on average or more, and camping can cost even, you know, $20-$30 a night for a camp spot. So the same price, you know, you pay for a nice campsite in the United States, you can pay for a really nice villa in Bali, Indonesia. So it's pretty amazing. The differences in the cost of living between places like the U.S. and places like Bali, or, you know, in Thailand and things like that, places like that. So it's pretty incredible. There's so many places on earth that you can go, though, as a traveler that owns a location independent business, like an online business, outside of, you know, Southeast Asia. And Southeast Asia has tons of places, but there's also places in Europe that are all very inexpensive to live. There's places in Central America and South America, in Africa. There's even places in Eastern Europe and the Middle East, and of course China, and you have very far reaches of the earth too that you could be in. It's really, really amazing, and the world is a vast place that's always changing and always evolving. But the one thing that really helps us do this now more than ever is the availability of good Wi-Fi, electricity, and furnished living quarters, you know? And that's one thing that really blew my mind when I first started doing research about how to travel long-term as a digital nomad that owns an online business, you know? I wanted to figure out, you know, is it really possible to do this? You know, because back home in the United States, when you rent an apartment, you have to buy all of your furniture. If you're gonna go to the campsite, you gotta buy all the camping, you know, stuff, the tent, sleeping bag, all that, you gotta carry it with you. But out here, you can get, you know, a $20, $30 a night, maybe even less villa in Bali, for instance, and it comes fully furnished. It's just like a hotel. It's really, really beautiful. And the people are super friendly, and the food is cheap, and everything is like, you know, half the price or less. It is in the United States, and everything is great. Electricity is great. Wi-Fi can be spotty sometimes, so we'd have to overcome that a lot. But it really is all that I dreamed of and more. It's very relaxing out here. It's like a different way of life, you know, and I don't think people are really rushing around as crazily as they are in the States. They're not as stressed out. I don't feel that stress that you do when you're back in the United States. I feel more of like a calmness and a peace of mind of happiness and relaxation. And that's really, you know, the core of happiness is relaxation. The ability to live on what you can make comfortably and live comfortably and be happy, you know, have all the things you need and not need more. And I think that's kind of the cornerstone of the Buddhist religion and the Buddhist, you know, thoughts of and people that just either follow it or have it as part of their lifestyle, you know, is to not necessarily want or need all those fancy things in life that you could possibly get, that maybe your neighbors have or your coworkers have, but to just want and need the ability to travel and to see and experience new places and new things and to meet new people and to enjoy good times and good memories. So that, you know, it's more of a wholesome being in existence, and that's really what I'm into. I really love that kind of lifestyle. And so that's what I've been pursuing. You know, with dropshipping, it can be difficult to be profitable in the first year. And so, you know, throughout the travel process, you're saving a lot of money, and you're able to relax more than if you were in the States. For instance, when we were in Los Angeles, California, we were spending somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 per month, and that was on the most basic living situation possible, buying groceries instead of eating out and all this stuff, right? And with our dropshipping business, you know, we started reaching profitability within the first couple of months, but it wasn't until month like 6 to month 12 that we started seeing that $3,000 to $5,000 a month in income. And we were still unsure as to whether it would grow or not. And so, you know, we really knew that it was the best idea to move our situation to a place where it was much less expensive to live. And so, you know, that's when we decided through a lot of research online that Chiang Mai, Thailand would be the first place to go because it's very peaceful, it's very safe, it's very inexpensive, and it's very fun, and it has a big digital nomad community. So we would, you know, be able to meet with like-minded people, which is also a big part of being happy, is knowing and meeting and enjoying the presence of like-minded people. Throughout the journey, I realized that, you know, digital nomad people are wonderful people, but you have to be careful too, because everybody's a digital nomad to make money, you know, like you, otherwise you would just be a traveler, you know, you would just be a backpacker. If you didn't care about money, if you didn't need to have a business in order to survive, you would probably just be a regular traveler, you know, unless entrepreneurship is just a hobby for you. You know, most people have it because they need to make money, right? So making friends with digital nomads is great, but you have to be careful who you trust. You have to be careful who you tell things to and who you teach and who you spend time with and stuff like that. I met a lot of shady digital nomads throughout my journey. And the problem was, you know, it wasn't really them sometimes as it was me and my openness of giving and giving of, you know, understanding and giving of experience and knowledge and stuff like that. And I found myself, you know, being taken advantage of quite a few times over the first, you know, 6 months to a year of digital nomad travel, unfortunately. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of send that out as a warning too, is that, like, you know, understand that, you know, we as human beings have so many different interests in our life that, you know, making money online doesn't have to be your only interest. You really should make friends with like-minded people that are outside of the digital nomad community, because you'll just be such a more open and happy person. You'll be able to make friends with people who are into the hobbies that you're into. Like, if you like riding motorcycles, join the motorcycle club and hang out with motorcyclists, because that's one of the funnest ways to, like, travel around and have fun. Likewise, if you're into cycling, join a cycling club and ride bike, you know, up the mountains and stuff. Chiang Mai has some amazing roads you can ride a road bike on, and same goes for mountain biking. And of course, for me, my main thing is skateboarding. So now whenever I go anywhere, you know, I just like to meet other skateboarders and find out, you know, where they're from and their ways of life and stuff like that. It turns out there's very few skateboarders that are able to, you know, make a living with skateboarding, because you know, skateboarding is an interesting culture. A lot of people skate, you know, because they want to feel like they are able to achieve something in their life, you know, and they never like to be in team sports and stuff like that. So, you know, being instructed by either some sort of a coach or like a boss or whatever to do something wasn't really part of their DNA. They wanted to do it on their own. Skateboarders are, you know, come from all different backgrounds, and we're, you know, into competing sometimes, and we're more into, like, you know, trying to figure out what we can do in a certain place that isn't made for skateboarding, called street skating. And there's so many different ways you can compare skateboarding to other things, but the way I like to think about it is art meets sport, you know, and that's why they call it kind of an extreme sport, because you end up doing a lot of stunt work with skateboarding. But at the same time, it's all about style. And, you know, I just wanted to go off on a tangent because that is one of my main passions in life, but also just to point that out, that, like, you know, as digital nomads and traveling the world as digital nomads, I've really been making more of a point to make friends with people that are outside of the digital nomad community, because it brings me closer to my true happiness. My goal of, you know, creating this lifestyle in the first place was to meet people all across the world from all different interests and, you know, and things like that, not just in the digital nomad community. I like talking shop with people, but I honestly love talking hobbies. I love talking skateboarding with people too, way more. Because it's just something that I really truly love and do because I love, not just necessarily because I want to make money from it, right? And whereas with e-commerce, you know, you're doing it because you need to make money. You're building a business and you're doing it because you want to help people solve a problem and make a good living doing it, right? With e-commerce paradise, for instance, my goal here is to help you guys solve your problems of building your e-commerce business and then make money doing it. So that's why I'm building a membership site and a coaching program so I can provide you with a network and a community of people who will help you get to that next level, right? And then I need to make a good living from that, so I'll be charging access to it. It's just part of the process, and I think it's totally fair. You know, I've been really giving of myself for free for so long now, for at least 3 to 5 years, and I really do find myself at the point where I am ready to create, you know, a much bigger, you know, thing out of this and actually create a real business. So I'm excited about it. And the other reason I'm excited about it is that creating a membership site instead of just a dropship site actually really does build a more solid income core for your overall business. You know, everybody that starts dropshipping, they start like an LLC or something like that. And you base multiple stores under the same LLC. That's usually how people do it. And so that LLC is one business, right? Whether you have separate stores or not, and they all account for that same business, depending on how you do your accounting or whatever. But the bottom line is that the new way of doing e-commerce, the evolved way, is similar to what Amazon does. You know, creating and selling digital products, providing access to digital products like music, videos, courses, community, whatever, and charging access to that either on a monthly or a yearly basis. You know, Amazon has Prime, and I think it's upwards of $100 or more now per year, and that's great for them. I mean, if you break that down, that's only like 10 bucks a month or something like that. But at $9.99 a month, or $7 a month, or $10 a month, and they have thousands and thousands of people on that, paying recurring every single year, then that creates a huge core for their business to run off of. It keeps people coming back to their website for more content, for more products, to consume the new products that come out and all that that they've been paying for. And it also brings people back to the site to buy products, obviously. So it's a great business model. And that's what I've been studying for a long time now. And I'm adding that into all of our business models now. And I'm going to be able to teach that to you guys as well, as building recurring income membership core into an e-commerce business alongside products, alongside having, you know, affiliate marketing offers and things like that. And those three things combined really create the most powerful business you can possibly have, and powerful in the way of, you know, creating a big influence and impact on your marketplace, on society and on the world, and making it so much more useful for people, and really solving more of those people's problems than just the one up front, right? So you can think of it from a business perspective, from a consumer's perspective, whatever you want, but the truth is it builds a bigger business, a better business, a more meaningful business. And something that you can take on the road with you more, because you're not just relying on dropship sales every single day. You actually have a recurring core to your business. You can kind of relax a little bit more, right? As you build a team to manage that business for you. And yes, it's just a more solid business structure. This also plays out better in the end. If you want to exit from your business, you can sell that business for a lot more money, because, you know, someone who's going to buy it sees that you have an recurring income core to that. You have dropship products, you have affiliate offers that are making money, you know, so there's so many different income streams. It's a little bit more diversified as far as the income streams go. So it's not just a site that does drop shipping, right? And if it's turnkey, if they can just literally change the information on the accounts and start making sales right there, then that is the biggest ROI you can offer somebody. And yes, you can get upwards of like 24 to 32x, you know, monthly recurring income for a business like that, for sure, because you have a diversified income portfolio for that business, and it's a much more stable business structure. So that's the way you build a really big business that is built to sell. And I highly recommend going that direction, guys. And I can't wait to dive into this and teach you guys what I learned and teach you guys my examples. I am going to start a website around skateboarding, and I'm so excited about that because that is my biggest passion in life. And I love how skateboarding industry has evolved now, and there's all sorts of different types of skateboards. And you know, it's just a beautiful thing to me, because now I can see that this type of business is so doable in the skateboarding world. And you know, so much of a membership site is based upon the people that are behind the business. And being that it's a passion of mine, I'm gonna have a lot of fun making the videos myself and actually teaching the skateboarding and, you know, selling the affiliate products, you know, through review videos and things like that. As well as, of course, doing the drop shipping for skateboards and skateboard related products. So that's gonna be a really fun business. And it's funny because this is actually the first business I ever started. The business, the brand name is called Beatnik Boards. And Beatnik was a name given to me by the guy who saw the entrepreneurship fire in me. And he said, hey, why don't I help you start your skateboard brand? Because I wanted to start a skateboard brand back all the way in like 2011, 2010. And he said, you know, I'll help you start it. And what about the name Beatnik? I think it's cool. He's a guy in his 50s and he kind of grew up through the 60s, you know, era. And if you don't know what a beatnik is, it's a slang term created by a San Francisco Chronicle writer about the beat generation. The beat generation was the guys and gals that were kind of like hippies, but right after World War II, before the hippie generation. And they were poets and they were writers, mostly Jack Kerouac and John Ginsberg, and a lot of these writers who wrote about life on the road. They were travelers, they were nomads, just like us. And so, you know, they wrote a different style, though. See, they write their own style out of it. And that's what I really dig, is the style is different. And it's very, very unique. And it's very, very strange as well. If you don't, you know, it's kind of hard to understand. But that's the beauty of it, right? Is that it's their own thing. And they would write more like they would think. Right, like they would talk. So all that writing kind of came out, and they wrote books, and it's really interesting to read, and it's kind of strange. And yeah, they were probably doing a lot of like smoking marijuana, a lot of, you know, LSD back then and stuff too, and probably mushrooms and all this stuff. But the beauty of those types of things is they really do help expand your mind and get deeper connection to your interpersonal core of your emotions. And you may or may not, you know, understand those types of things the same way I do, and that's totally fine. But the truth is that they created a really cool generation, and it became so popular and so widespread that with media usage, they actually began to get a lot of media coverage as just an entire crowd of people, and they became a stigma of some sort. So bringing that and comparing it to other things, you know, I'm really into music, and so are the Beatniks. I'm really into poetry and writing, and I love traveling, and so were they. And so taking that and expanding it into the skateboard world, I think is a perfect match. So that's what I called it, and Beatnik Boards is the company. So I'm gonna have a lot of fun creating that project. That's gonna be the case study project for the course, and I'll be able to show you guys everything that I do, and I'm gonna have a lot of fun doing it. So definitely stay tuned for that, and it's gonna be great. It's gonna be super great. Great, guys. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode. You know, being a digital nomad, I think, is worth it. If you haven't ever traveled before, it can be scary to think about. And what it's like in other countries, my biggest piece of advice is do a lot of research, read blog posts, watch YouTube videos, and look at pictures, and you know, get on TripAdvisor and get on other forums and read, you know, things, and just ask questions to Google. What about this? What about that? You know, and find out the prices of stuff, and you'll realize that, like, you know, it's actually very cheap to live in foreign countries and in developing countries. Like, if you live in the States, for instance, the closest country to you that's affordable is Mexico. Places like Puerto Vallarta and Playa del Carmen, Tulum, Cozumel, Mexico City, places like these are very affordable. You can get a studio apartment for around $300 to $500 per month, depending on the neighborhood. And it's not as sketchy as the media makes it out to be. It's actually a pretty cool country. And not just that, but you can also get private office spaces, like co-working offices, for like $500 a month, which is amazing. You can get co-working memberships for $100 a month if you just don't mind working in the office areas. There's coffee shops, there's Wi-Fi readily available in Mexico. And Mexico has some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, Playa del Carmen and Cozumel on the east coast, and Puerto Vallarta and like Mazatlan on the west coast are some of the most beautiful, stunning places. I can't wait to do more traveling, spend some time out there. That's kind of our next destination after Bali, which we leave here in about a week. It's mid-February right now, and we're going to be in Los Angeles for about a month visiting family. Might make a trip up to Montana and Seattle to see my family as well as Julian, and get down to Mexico after that. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and yeah, you know, just going from place to place is something you just have to like have patience with. You know, you have to understand your body, so understand like how much food you need, what kind of food you want, you know, how to maintain a healthy diet, stuff like that. Drink enough water, don't drink too much alcohol, don't drink too much beer, you know, but have some and relax and have a fun time with it. Make sure you're being open-minded and meeting, you know, tourists along the way and other travelers and starting conversations and having a great time there, because that will serve you later in life as you make more connections. And, you know, my biggest tip is, of course, to journal your journey. You know, blog about it, vlog about it, whatever. You know, I have some apps on the homepage of my iPhone now. I have the YouTube app, which you can actually make a video right there in the YouTube app. I try to make one now every day, 5 to 10 minutes long or longer, about any subject that's at the top of my head. It doesn't matter. I just want to make a good talking head video, you know, a little short essay kind of video, and talk about something that's dear to my heart that I think I can, you know, provide use for other people in the world. And, you know, if you want to blog, I highly suggest using Medium. Medium is a really great place to blog because it's kind of like the YouTube for bloggers. And you can write articles and people can find them using the tags you put in there, just like YouTube videos, and they can clap to your articles and they'll follow the links through. So, you know, everybody talks about using WordPress and how it's the best platform. The reason why you want to use WordPress sometimes, depending on your business model, is because WordPress gives you the ability to place advertisements on your site. Now, and of course, I have email pop-ups to capture email leads. So, you know, of course, well, and of course, you can own your own website so you can sell it later. But for the purpose of blogging and just creating content and just getting practice, use Medium. It's the easiest thing. They have an app. You can make a story in like 5 minutes, you know, write 3 to 5 paragraphs, short essay style, and have fun with it. And I do that multiple times a day now. It's a great way to spend my off time, and I really can exercise my creative mind. And I build a huge database of content, which people will, of course, you know, follow through all the time. I can go back through and optimize it by adding links to squeeze pages for certain funnels and stuff like that, and maybe have affiliate funnels, or I can have my own courses and I can, you know, send them to my dropship sites or something like that. You know, like there's all different things you can do. And it's just endless. The other app that I have that I'm actually using right now to record this podcast on is the Podbean app. I was using another podcasting service, Libsyn, a while ago, but Libsyn is a little bit more old school. You don't have like an app you can use for them. So I really like that Podbean has an app that you can use for the smartphone. You can actually record your podcast right there in the app. It's super useful. You know, I held myself back from making a podcast for a long time because I thought I have to be perfect, or I have to have this like interview style podcast. I have to have this beautiful intro and outro. I have to have all these ads in the middle and all this BS, you know. Cool, you know, people do that. People are like super professional with their podcasts, but podcasting these days is available to the masses. You and I can start our own podcast. All we have to do is just talk. Like if you ever talk to somebody for a long time in a monologue style like this, you can start your own podcast. It's so easy. I mean, nobody's going to tell you that you're doing a terrible job. Don't be scared. And just, you can create content, you know, like this is just content. So I really hope that I'm inspiring you guys to blog, podcast, and make YouTube videos every day. The only other suggestion I have is to become part of your communities. Join Facebook groups in the communities you want to be in and join the discussions in there. And join Quora. Quora is a online forum that's, you know, just broad. It's for pretty much everything, but it's a great way to help people and to also ask questions. And then you can also link back to whatever funnel you want to link back to, whether it's your website or, you know, dropship site or courses or, you know, like your free content that you create. So there's so many great ways to travel and to make something out of it. Enjoy the world as you go. I think a lot of people hold themselves back because they're scared of it. They have the fear of the unknown, and I just made a podcast about that the other day, and it's real, man. Like, I have the fear of the unknown, too. It can really hold you back in life. It can really limit you, and it can take years to overcome that kind of stuff. But, you know, the bottom line is you just got to figure yourself out. You know, like I figured out my the amount of work I can do at any given time is kind of limited, right? My left brain and my right brain sort of work in tandem with each other. So when my left brain runs out of juice, runs out of energy, my right brain kicks in more. And my right brain doesn't work very well for doing like left brain work. So when I realize that's happening, I take a break, I walk around or ride a bicycle or go skateboarding. After that, I can sit down and create a lot of content. My right brain is really engaged then. So I love making YouTube videos or podcasters, writing a blog post out of the blue, whatever, you know, it's content. Have fun with it. You know, you can create this huge library. Don't expect anything like crazy to come out of it. Just, you know, build it because, you know, unless you have like a library of content, you're not going to get a whole lot of people paying attention to you. But once you start building it out on a consistent basis and building this huge library of content, people will start taking notice and they really will appreciate your work, and you'll get a lot more attention to your projects than you would if you weren't building the content out. Like I now have friends that are on my Facebook telling me like, hey man, like I love your content. It's so cool. You know, it's inspiring and I want to do what you do. And I'm like, that's fucking awesome, man. Like that's exactly what I'm trying to do, is inspire people and to change their lives, you know, to live a more awesome life, you know, whatever that means for them. So There's like the flip side of that, which is, don't just give everything away for free, but make sure that you hold some stuff back and gate it behind some sort of a membership wall, whether it's paid or not, because that kind of gets people to respect your content more and to actually consume it all the way through, right? And some content that you really want to make sure people respect, you do have to charge money for. And of course, that'll supply you with a business as well. So it's up to you. And I'm going to make more podcasts in the future. I really don't want to go off on many more tangents right now. I think the digital nomad lifestyle is a wonderful lifestyle to live. You do have to limit the amount of like jumping around you do sometimes, and focus on slow travel from time to time. Like for instance, with Mexico, they have a 6-month visa exemption for anybody with a U.S. passport. So 6 months is way long time. Like I can settle out in Playa del Carmen, get a little studio apartment for 6 months, $300 a month, get a private office space at the co-working hub, and bang out all sorts of work while being right next to a beach. And they have skate parks there, and it's a great place to ride a bicycle and amazing food. And so, I have really high hopes for it. I know it's going to be amazing. I'm going to learn some more Spanish, which I'm excited about because I love the Spanish language. It's amazing. The Mexican people are just wonderful people. So it's going to be a great adventure for us. And if you haven't been to Playa del Carmen before, go check it out. And just, if anything, look at YouTube videos, look at, blog posts. When I get there, I'll be making all sorts of content too. So this is how it goes, and it's a lot of fun. I really hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Going on 25 minutes, so I guess I will cut it off. And go check out ecommerceparadise.com if you guys want to learn how to start a dropship business. I have a free dropshipping course on there. Of course, I also have the Niche Hacks course right now. I'm working on my main course. I don't have a name for it yet. It's probably going to be something like Dropshipping Step by Step or Dropshipping Master Plan or something like that. But it's just going to be basically the entire setup of a dropship business. And the beauty of it is it's going to be a lot different from other courses that are out there in that it's going to cover how to build a recurring income model into your dropshipping business. And of course, other streams of income through affiliate offers as well. And you don't have to build out separate websites to do this kind of stuff. You can do it through email marketing, you can do it through YouTube videos, you can do it through blog content. So it can all be done on one website, and it can all be done using Shopify, which is pretty awesome if you think about it. There also is another platform called Teachable that I'm using a lot right now, which is also very easy to use. So that'll be part of it as well. But you can do it all through Shopify. Like I'll be showing methods. I figured out there's actually membership apps you can use. And it's only a small monthly fee. And of course you can put the video onto YouTube as a host on Unlisted if you're willing to do that. And then just charge access to like the blog post or pages where you put the content on. And you have a membership site there, right, using Shopify. It's just like the tools are available. If you get creative with them, you can do so much stuff with what's available out there. You just have to get creative and understand the sales process, understand marketing, understand sales funnels, which I will do more content on in the future. And of course, I have all these courses lined up. I just can't wait. It's going to be an amazing experience, and it's going to be so much fun teaching people. I was just reading a horoscope on the rabbit, which is my year. I'm the year of the rabbit, and I'm actually the fire rabbit. And apparently one of our biggest, best assets in life is the ability to teach. So that's kind of my path that I'm taking and pursuing now. And being in my 30s, I think I'm ready to become, a stronger teacher. I think in my 20s, I was trying to figure things out a lot for myself. I didn't really want to teach too much because I didn't really know too much yet. And now that I know a lot and I'm actually, a little bit more brave and courageous to go explore new methods and start new things and throw things out there. And spend a little bit of money testing things out. It's definitely time for me to start, taking a step further with this e-commerce paradise business and help you guys out more to do coaching and teaching. So I'm excited about it. Enough talk. Let's get to work and build our businesses. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed this podcast and get out there and travel some more. We'll see you on the road.